Members of the Islamic Jihad movement in Palestine held a rally in front of the Erez crossing in northern Gaza to express their solidarity with many Palestinians who are in Israeli jails and detention centers. Erez is Israel's only pedestrian crossing with the Gaza Strip. According to prisoners' advocacy groups, at least 200 prisoners have died in Israeli custody since 1967 due to medical negligence. Islamic Jihad senior officials have blamed the international community for applying double standards when it comes to the rights of Palestinians.
Israel is practicing medical negligence against our prisoners and putting their lives at grave danger. These prisoners are calling on the free people of the world to stand beside them. They want the countries who talk about democracy to practice what they preach and apply international laws and norms to Palestinian prisoners. The international community must bear responsibility for the lives of our sick prisoners and all other prisoners.
Latest statistics show that nearly 5,000 Palestinians are still languishing inside Israeli jails, including women and children, despite the release of over 1,000 prisoners in swap deals between Tel Aviv and the Palestinians. Prisoners' families have called on Palestinian officials to force Israel into releasing the remaining prisoners.
Medical negligence for me as a parent is nothing but systematic execution, a slow execution. The Israeli enemy only understands the language of force. So I call upon all Palestinian resistance factions to do all that is necessary to free our sons from Zionist jails. Our prisoners are freedom fighters and they are not criminals.
Palestinians view prisoners inside Israeli jails as heroes who sacrificed a lot to help free their homeland. Many here believe that the support Israel enjoys from some countries like the United States grants it the green light to act in contradiction with the guidance of international laws and norms. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.